Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Kedushin Daf Tesvav, Kedushin 15. And today's Daf Yomi, Gemara says that the verse in the Torah tells us that if a person is filled to an idolater, that there's an obligation for others to come and release him from this captivity and to redeem him. So that is based upon that the verse says that Ododo Bendodo Yigalenu, Omnisher Bisarom Mishpachto Yigalenu, Oisiga Yodo Vinigal. That either he can redeem himself, or his relatives can redeem him, or others can redeem him. But there's a dispute between Rabbi Yossi Agluli and Rabbi Akiva as to what happens when he's redeemed. Everybody says if he redeems himself, he's free, obviously. But let's say the relatives redeem him. So then Rabbi Yossi Agluli says in a circumstance that relatives redeem him, then he goes free. But if others redeem him, then he becomes a slave to them. And the logic of Rabbi Yossi Agluli says that if we're going to say that if others redeem him, he becomes a slave, that he goes free, then nobody else is going to redeem him. They're going to be afraid to redeem him because they're just putting in all this money and nothing's happening. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says the opposite. Rabbi Akiva says if others redeem him, he goes free. But if the relatives redeem him, he becomes a slave to the relatives. Why? Because otherwise we're worried this person is going to be dishonest and he's going to sell himself into slavery, and then the relatives will have to pay to have him redeemed, and then he'll automatically go free. And so therefore, this will be a unethical way of stealing money, obviously, from the relatives. And so therefore, that's the logic of Rabbi Akiva, that if the relatives redeem him, he's going to become a slave to the relatives. And so this is the dispute between Rabbi Yossi Agluli and Rabbi Akiva about what happens when he's redeemed.